AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 12-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy are hospitalized after separate shark attacks yesterday on the beaches of Oak Island, North Carolina. Brunswick County Emergency Services Director Brian Watts says quick action by the people on the beach quite possibly saved their lives.
The keys to the success yesterday was the fact that our bystanders that were on the beach with both of these patients did very quick first aid the correct way.
The girl is said to have lost part of an arm, and she has a leg injury. The boy is said to have lost his left arm. City Fire Chief Chris Anselmo says the beaches are open again today despite the attacks.
There's no way that we're going to stop people from going into the water. If they want to go in the water, they're going to.
Hundreds of police are searching for two escape killers as a female prison worker has another court appearance. Julie Walker with details.
Joyce Mitchell, a 51-year-old tailor shop instructor at the prison, is accused of smuggling in hacksaw blades, chisels, a punch, and a screwdriver bit to help the men escape. She was arraigned Friday on a felony charge of promoting prison contraband and a misdemeanor count of criminal facilitation. Her lawyer entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. A person close to the investigation who was not authorized to speak says Mitchell had agreed to be the getaway driver for David Sweat and Richard Matt, but never showed up. This is the 10th day the two men have been on the loose. I'm Julie Walker.
The National Hurricane Center says a system near the Yucatan Peninsula could bring nasty weather along the Texas and Louisiana coasts tonight and tomorrow.
If it develops a well-defined center and the thunderstorm activity becomes organized around that, then we could probably designate it as a tropical depression or a tropical storm.
Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pash says the system will bring up to a half foot of rain to areas that just recently flooded. This is AP Radio News. The parents of the head of the NAACP chapter in Spokane, Washington, say she should come clean about her race. Matt Small with more.
The parents of Rachel Dolezal say she's white and has falsely passed herself off as black for years.
Tell the truth. Always be honest.
Her father, Larry, tells NBC's Today Show that's something he and wife, Ruth Ann, taught all their children.
We love her, and we hope that she will come to a place where she knows and believes and speaks the truth.
Rachel's mom adds,
we hope that Rachel will get the help that she needs to deal with her identity issues.
A protest calling for the leader of the Spokane, Washington chapter of the NAACP to step down is set for tonight. I'm Matt Small.
The Supreme Court will not reinstate a North Carolina law requiring abortion providers show and describe an ultrasound to a pregnant woman before she has an abortion. The justice let stand a lower court ruling. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.